USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Mexico is fully cooperating and will help slow the influx of migrants from Central America. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan tells Fox News Sunday they've just begun.
The president put a charge in this whole dialogue with Mexico with the tariff threat. The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours with real proposals on the table. This is the first time we've heard anything like this kind of number of law enforcement being deployed in Mexico to address migration, not just at their southern border, but also on the transportation routes to the northern border and in coordinated patrols in key areas along our southwest border.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
Probably the biggest message here is now not to Mexico, but to China. That the president is clearly willing to use tariffs, and the president believes that tariffs are a significant positive economic tool.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A large brush fire has forced the evacuation of Six Flags Magic Mountain near Valencia, California. Reporter Janet Chemla has the story.
I see the smoke, and it's terrible thinking that it's so close.
A fast-moving wildfire in Northern California has scorched at least 1,800 acres, fueled by gusting winds and searing heat. Mandatory evacuations ordered for more than 100 homes northwest of Sacramento in what's being called the Sand Fire. In an area with few roads, some have been forced to leave belongings and livestock behind.
I don't know about my horses. Last anyone saw them, they were running down the driveway.
The price of a gallon of unleaded regular is averaging $2.84. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says that's 9 cents lower than it was 3 weeks ago.
Demand is weak because of high prices over several months, flooding in several states, and inferior jobs growth report.
The price is 17 cents cheaper than it was a year ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a new Iowa poll, Joe Biden leads a crowded field for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Former Vice President Biden, the favorite of 24%. In the Des Moines Register MediaCom CNN Iowa poll, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is second with 16%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is third at 15%. David Callion is political director for CNN.
The great majority of these candidates don't even crack 5% in this poll. Only five candidates do. So getting a breakthrough moment and trying to get some traction is proving extraordinarily difficult.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
At the box office this weekend,
point me in the direction of any animal who needs my help and stand back.
The Secret Life of Pets 2, featuring the voices of Kevin Hart, Harrison Ford, and Tiffany Haddish. It's tops at the box office with $47 million. Coming in at number two, Dark Phoenix at $33 million. Disney's remake of Aladdin coming in at number three with $24 million. Godzilla, King of Monsters at number four with $15 million. And the movie about Elton John, Rocket Man, is at number five with $14 million. The horror movie, simply called Ma, comes in at number six at $7 million. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.